Oklahoma has been devastated by tornadoes that have swept through not only more Oklahoma, but throughout the Midwest. Destruction, death has followed. The challenge is, how do we view these things? We see families grieving over the loss of their children. What part does God have to play in that? People can raise their fist at God and blame God for these things. They say, well, God must be wreaking his judgment upon these people. And yet that can't be the case. It can't be the case that it must be God's will that this destruction happened. And it can't be the case that it's just too difficult to understand, it's too mysterious, and that this is all it's about. When you look at these events, we've got to understand that there are natural phenomena. There's nature that happens. God didn't cause this to happen. It doesn't mean that God's evil and that he brought this destruction upon the Midwest. Now, he allowed it, absolutely. And it helps us to realize that this is not God's world. And so as we pray for those people, as we ask God to intervene for those that have been impacted by this, we want to come and help and do what we can. And we need to do those things. But at the same time, if you're one of those shaking your fist at God and saying, why? We realize there is more to the story. And God gives us just a little glimpse into that story in Isaiah chapter 61. And in verse 3, he says that this world isn't what it's all about. It gives us that insight into the future. He says, to all who mourn in Israel, he'll give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness, they will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted for his own glory. You see, this points to a time when God will send Jesus Christ, and this world will be a different place, a place of beauty, a place of joy, a place of blessing. And so in the meantime, let's pray that God would establish his kingdom. Let's pray for those that are affected by these storms, not only these storms, but other devastating events in life, so that we can look forward to those times that God will send joy and blessing and beauty. And so let's pray for that. Let's pray, as Christ said, thy kingdom come. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.